السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اهدي قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي، آمين يا رب العالمين. Lesson number 19, Surah Al-A'raf. We will begin the translation from ayah number 40. Inna, indeed, alladhina, the ones who kadhabu biayatina, denied our verses. Wastakbaru, and displayed arrogance, anha, against them. La tufattahu, will not be open, lahum, for them. Abuwabu, gates, as-sama, of the sky. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ and they will not enter الْجَنَّةِ paradise. حَتَّى until يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ the camel enters. فِي into سَمِّي small hole الْخِيَاطِ of the needle. وَكَذَلِكَ and thus نَجْزِي we recompense الْمُجْرِمِينَ the criminals. لَهُمْ for them مِنْ within جَهَنَّمَ hell. Mihadun is a place of rest. وَمِن فَوْقِهِمْ and above them. غَوَاش are coverings. وَكَذَلِكَ and thus. نَجْزِي we recompense. الظَّالِمِين the wrongdoers. وَالَّذِينَ and the ones who. آمَنُوا they believed. وَعَمِلُوا and they did. الصَّالِحَات the righteous deeds. لَا نُكَلِّفُ we do not charge. نَفْسًا any soul. إِلَّا except وُسْعَهَا within its capacity. أُولَئِكَ those, أَصْحَابُ are companions, الْجَنَّةِ of paradise. هُمْ they, فِيهَا in it, خَالِدُونَ are ones who remain eternally. وَنَزَعْنَا and we will pull away, مَا what, فِي is in, صُدُورِهِمْ their chests, مِنْ of غِلِّن any resentment. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ the rivers flow under them. وَقَالُوا and they will say الْحَمْدُ all praise لِلَّهِ is for Allah الَّذِي the one who هَدَانَا guided us لِهَذَا to this. وَمَا كُنَّا and we would never لِنَهْتَدِيَ obtain guidance لَوْلَا if not أَن that هَدَانَ اللَّهُ Allah guided us. لَقَدْ surely in fact جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا the messengers of our Rabb came بِالْحَقِّ with the truth. وَنُودُوا and they will be called out أَن that تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ that paradise أُورِثْتُمُوهَا you all have been made to inherit it بِمَا is because of what كُنْتُمْ you all used to تَعْمَلُونَ you all do. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ and the companions of paradise will call out to أصحاب companions النار of the fire أن that قد in fact وجدنا we have found ما what وعدنا ربنا our Rabb promised us حقا as true فهل so have وجدتم you all found ما what وعد ربكم your Rabb promised حقا as true. قالوا they will say نعم yes. فأذن مؤذن then an announcer will announce. بينهم between them أن that لعنة curse. الله of Allah على is upon الظالمين the wrongdoers. الذين the ones who يصدون they hinder عن from سبيلي way الله of Allah. وَيَبْغُونَهَا and they seek to make it appear عِوَجَا as a deviation وَهُمْ and they بِالْآخِرَةِ in the hereafter كَافِرُونَ were disbelievers. وَبَيْنَهُمَا and between them two حِجَابٌ will be a barrier وَعَلَى and upon الْأَعْرَافِ the أَعْرَاف the heights رِجَالٌ will be men يَعْرِفُونَ they will recognize كُلًّا all بِسِيمَاهُمْ by their distinctive mark. وَنَادَوْا and they will call out to أَصْحَابَ companions الْجَنَّةِ of paradise أَنْ that سَلَامٌ peace عليكم be upon you all. لم يدخلوها they did not enter it yet. وهم while they يطمعون they eagerly desire. وإذا and when صرفت أبصارهم their eyes are turned. تلقاء towards أصحابي companions. النار of the fire. قالوا they will say ربنا أو our رب لا تجعلنا do not put us مع with القوم الظالمين the wrongdoing people. ونادى أصحاب الأعراف and the companions of the heights will call out to رجالا men يعرفونهم they recognize them بسيماهم by their distinctive mark. قالوا they will say ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم your gathering did not avail you all. وما and that كنتم you all used to تستكبرون you all display arrogance. أهؤلاء are these الذين the ones who أقسمتم you all swore لا ينالهم الله برحمة Allah will not grant them mercy. أدخلوا you all enter الجنة paradise. لا, no, خوف, fear, عليكم will be upon you all. ولا and nor, أنتم, you all, تحزنون, you all will grieve. ونادى أصحاب النار and the companions of the fire will call out to أصحاب companions, الجنة of paradise. أن, that, أفيضوا, you all pour, علينا over us. من, some, الماء, water. أو, or, Mimma, some of what, razaqakumullah, Allah provided you all. Qalu, they will say, inna, indeed, Allaha, Allah, harramahuma, he made them unlawful, ala upon al-kafirin, the disbelievers. Alladhina, the ones who, ittakhadu, they took, dinahum, their religion, lahwa, as diversion, wala'iba, and play. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا And the worldly life deceived them. فَالْيَوْمَ So today, نَنْسَاهُمْ We forget them. كَمَا Just as, نَسُوا They forgot. لِقَاءَ Meeting. يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا Of this day of theirs. وَمَا And just as, or because, كَانُوا They used to, بِآيَاتِنَا Our verses, our signs, يَجْحَدُونَ They absolutely reject. وَلَقَدْ And surely in fact, جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ We brought them a book. فَصَّلْنَاهُ We explained it in detail. عَلَى Upon عِلْمٍ Knowledge. هُدًا As guidance. وَرَحْمَةً And as mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For a people who believe. هَلْ Do يَنْظُرُونَ They await. إِلَّا Anything except تَأْوِيلَهُ its actualization. يَوْمَ on the day, يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ its actualization comes. يَقُولُ will say, الَّذِينَ the ones who, نَسُوهُ they forgot it, مِنْ قَبْلُ before. قَدْ in fact, جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا the messengers of our Rabb came, بِالْحَقْ with the truth. فَهَلْ so are there, لَنَا for us, مِنْ شُفَعَاء any intercessors at all, فَيَشْفَعُوا so they could intercede, لَنَا for us, أو or نُرَدُّ we could be returned, فَنَعْمَلَ so that we could do, غَيْرَ other than, الَّذِي that which, كُنَّا we used to, نَعْمَلُ we do, قَدْ in fact, خَسِرُوا they lost, أَنفُسَهُمْ themselves, وَضَلَّ and became lost, عَنْهُمْ from them, ما what كانوا they used to يفترون they fabricate. Right, let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
إن الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وكذلك نجزي المجرمين لهم من جهنم مهاد ومن فوقهم غواش وكذلك نجزي الظالمين والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وإذا صرفت أبصارهم تلقاء أصحاب النار قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا الله حرمهما على الكافرين الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآياتنا يجحدون ولقد جئناهم بكتاب فصلناه على علم هدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون هل ينظرون إلا تأويله يوم يأتي تأويله يقول الذين نسوه من قبل قد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق فهل لنا من شفعاء فيشفعوا لنا أو نرد فنعمل غير الذي كنا نعمل قد خسروا أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية نمبر 40 إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Indeed, those who deny our verses وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا and are arrogant toward them لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ The gates of the sky will not be opened for them. وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ Nor will they enter paradise. How impossible is it for them to enter paradise? It is as impossible as حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ Until a camel enters into the eye of a needle. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ Why will they be prevented from entering paradise? Because this is how we recompense the criminals. Allah Azza wa Jal informs us here of the punishment for those who first كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Those who deny the ayat of Allah. Those who refuse to believe in the ayat of Allah, even though the ayat of Allah are very evident, very clear in their meaning, and very obviously true. And ayat includes both ayat shar'i and ayat kawni. Ayat shar'i are the commands, the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His book, in His scripture, like for example the ayat of Qur'anul Kareem. And ayat kawni are the signs within the universe that prove the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the lordship of Allah, and also the truthfulness of the prophets of Allah, such as the miracles. But these people, كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا No matter what ayat they were shown, no matter what ayat were recited to them, what did they do? They denied them. And وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا They were arrogant towards them. And istikbar is extreme arrogance. And arrogance is basically what? It is batarul haqq. It is to deny the truth. It is to belittle people. So they were arrogant toward the ayat, meaning they refused to surrender before the ayat of Allah. They turned away from the ayat of Allah. So such people, what will happen to them? لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ The gates of the sky will not be opened for them. لَا تُفَتَّحُ from فَتَحَ فَتْح to open and أَبْوَاب plural of bab, door or gate. So for such people, first, the gates of the sky will not be opened for them and second, وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ They will not enter paradise. And these two things will not happen to them just as a camel cannot enter into the eye of the needle. Meaning there is no way that the gates of the sky will be open for these people. There is no way that they will be admitted into paradise. Now the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here, that لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ This shows us that the sky above us has gates within it. And yes, we do not see those gates. In fact, every sama, and there are seven samawat, sab'a samawat, every sama has a gate through which the angels go in and out. And when the Prophet ﷺ was taken for the night journey, Jibreel took him to the gate and he asked permission to enter through the gate. And the angel who was appointed at the gate asked Jibreel, that is it just you or is there somebody with you? And he said that there is somebody with me. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angel asked that he is coming himself or has he been called? And Jibreel said that he has been called. So only then was the gate opened, which means that only then were they able to access through and they were able to go past the first sky and then past the second sky and then past the third and so on and so forth. So where exactly are these gates in the sky? What size are they? What form are they? We do not know. Now, the gates of the sky, we see that they're opened. Like, for example, we learned that when the month of Ramadan comes, the Prophet ﷺ told us that the gates of the sky are opened up. What does it mean by the opening of the gates? For us, what it means is that our deeds and our prayers, our righteous actions quickly ascend through. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said that when the month of Ramadan comes, then the gates of the sky are opened up. And what that means is that now you should increase in doing good and send as much good deeds up as possible. In Surah Fatir, ayah number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ That good words ascend to Allah. and righteous deeds, take them up. So good words, meaning the words of dhikr, and righteous deeds, they all ascend to Allah, meaning through the gates. And the opening of the gates of the sky also signifies the descent of Allah's mercy on certain people. So Ibn Bahr explained that لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء لنزول الرحمة عليهم, meaning the gates of the sky are not opened so that the special mercy of Allah descends on them. All right. So what does it mean then that the gates of the sky are not open for them? The ulama have interpreted this in a number of ways. One interpretation is that Allah's special mercy does not descend on such people. Those who deny the ayat of Allah, those who are arrogant toward the ayat of Allah, the gates of the sky are not opened for such people, meaning Allah's special mercy does not descend on them. No, they are deprived of Allah's special mercy. Another interpretation is that this means that their du'as or their righteous deeds are not accepted. They don't go past the first sky, meaning they're not accepted near Allah. So they are thrown back down and they're wasted. Their deeds are wasted. They will not find any reward and such people will not be forgiven. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, we learn about how every Thursday and every Monday, basically, what happens? The gates of paradise are opened and every slave of Allah who does not associate partners with Allah is forgiven. Except for who? Two people between whom there is some kind of enmity, some kind of a fight because of which they're not speaking to each other, right? So their matter is delayed until they, hatta yastaliha, until they solve the dispute between them. So this means that their good deeds are not accepted. They are not forgiven on account of their righteous action, all right? Like, for example, even if they were to go to some place of worship and even call upon Allah Azza wa Jal and give charity or whatever, it does not rise up. It is not counted up in the heavens. It is not accepted by Allah. It does not mean anything. لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء. So sometimes you see, for example, a congregation of people who are actually worshiping and praying, okay, against who? Against the believers. So don't be afraid over there. Because these people, no matter how much they worship and no matter how much they pray, their prayers are not accepted against the believers. No way. Because they are people who كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا. So whatever they do is rejected from the first sky. It doesn't ascend up. Their deeds are not granted acceptance. Their prayers are not granted acceptance. لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. And another interpretation is that when they die, their souls are rejected from the first sky, meaning they're not welcomed into the mercy of Allah. There's a long hadith in which we learn that when the angels of death come to take the soul of the believer, okay, they come to take the soul of the believer and they take the soul, meaning the believer dies, the angels take the soul and they take it up, meaning they ascend with it, all right? And as they ascend with it, and they pass by different groups of angels, those groups of angels ask that, who is this nafs tayyiba? Who is this good soul? And they reply that this is so-and-so and so-and-so. They use the best names with which believer used to be called by in worldly life. And when they reach the lowest sky, they request admission and the gates are opened for them. And then what happens? The best angels from each sky escort the soul of the believer till where? Till the gate of the next sky. Until he is taken up to the seventh sky. And here Allah Azza wa Jal says that write my servant's record, meaning record that my servant will be among the illiyun, among those who are successful, who will be in the illiyun, the elevated places. And so it is written that he will be in illiyun. And then the angels are told to take him back to the earth. So then they bring him, the soul, back down to the earth. And then the soul is restored into the body. And then the angels, Munkar Nakir, they come in order to question. So this is what happens with the believer, all right? In the same hadith, we learned that when the angels take the soul of the disbeliever and then they ascend with it, as they pass by any group of the angels ask that, who is this nafs khabitha, this evil, bad person? Whose soul is this? And so they respond that this is the soul of so-and-so, so-and-so, and they use the worst names by which that person used to be called in the world. And when they reach the lowest sky, they request admission. But the Prophet ﷺ said, the gates are not opened for him. The gates are not opened for him. فَيُسْتَفْتَحُ لَهُ فَلَا يُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ He's not granted admission. And the Prophet ﷺ then recited this ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over there that my slave's record will be in the sijjin, meaning in the prison, in the lowest level. And so his soul then is cast down from the first sky all the way to the sijjin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ The one who commits shirk, that it is as though he falls down from the sky. فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ And then his soul is restored into his body, so that the Munkar Nakir, after that they come and they question him, and then his punishment begins from that point onwards. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ In worldly life, they are deprived of Allah's special mercy. Yes, they enjoy material things. They enjoy the rizq that is written for them. But they don't enjoy the rahmah of Allah. The rahmah that comes in the form of sakina, tranquility, tawakkul, the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, the hope of meeting Allah. They are deprived of such things. They don't receive the rahmah of Allah. And the apparent righteous actions they do, or the prayers they perform, are not granted acceptance. And when they die, their souls are not granted permission to enter and to go beyond the first sky. They're rejected and the soul is thrown down, cast down. لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء. There is no way that the gates of the sky are open for them. And on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, ولا يدخلون الجنة. They will not enter paradise. They will never enter paradise. They will not be able to even look inside of it or smell its fragrance, enjoy its coolness. No, they will not enter Jannah. Hatta yalija al-jamalu, until the camel enters. Into where? Yalija, from waw lam jim, wuluj is to enter. Fi sam bil khiyat, into the sam. Sam is a tiny hole of something. And here the tiny hole is of what? Al-khiyat, the needle, the ibra. So the eye of the needle. And if you think about it, the eye of the needle, the tiny hole in which you put the thread, you insert the thread, that eye of the needle is one of the smallest things that we see with our eyes, right? It's one of the smallest things that we insert something in. And the camel is the largest domesticated animal. So the smallest thing that we put something in is the eye of the needle. And the biggest, the largest is what? The camel. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the smallest and the biggest. And to show how it is absolutely impossible for such people to enter paradise. Because the fact is that Jannah is haram upon the mushrik. Those who associate partners with Allah, Jannah is absolutely haram on them. They will not enter paradise. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ So لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. Why? Why will they not be admitted into paradise? Why is it so impossible? وكذلك نجزي المجرمين. Allah explains that this is how we recompense the criminals. Meaning these people are criminals. What is the crime? The crime is تكذيب and استكبار. تكذيب and استكبار. These are criminal actions. So where will they end up? لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٌ For them, within hell is what? Mihad, a place of rest. And mihad is basically a bed or a place of rest, basically where one sleeps. Like even mahd. Mahd is the cradle or the bed that is prepared for a baby. And it's smoothened out, it's comfortable, it's soft. It's prepared, why? So that somebody comes and rests on it. Somebody lays down on it. So what is it that will be beneath them? It is hell. It is fire. And what is it that will be above them? وَمِن فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشِ. Above them are غَوَاش, plural of غَاشِيَة. غَاشِيَة from غَيْنْشِينِيَة, meaning that which covers. So above them will be coverings of fire, meaning layers of fire completely covering them from above. What are these غَوَاش? The ulama have said that they are, first of all, clothing of fire. Then blankets of fire. Then, on top of that, canopies of fire. And not just of one layer, multiple layers. So, from below and from above, they will be encompassed by the fire. In Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 49, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Hell encompasses the disbelievers. In Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 16, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. Above them and below them will be canopies of fire. In Surah Al-Ankabut, Ayah 55, يَوْمَ يَغْشَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. The day when the punishment will cover them from above them and from beneath their feet. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And thus do we recompense the wrongdoers, the oppressors, those who are unjust. So not only did they commit the jurm, the crime, of denying the ayat of Allah, but they were also arrogant, and because of that, they also committed a whole lot of dhulm, a whole lot of injustice, which is why they deserve the punishment of fire from above and from below. And if fire is above them and below them, that means they will not find any moment of relief or any means of escape, any place where they would have some kind of refuge from the fire.